I got so excited I forgot to hit the unmute. Oh my gosh.
All right, y'all, let's rewind. Do that one more time.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is Monday and it's March the 24th. So you know what that means. It's time for Monday Momentum. I got so excited. Y'all, I lost myself for a second. But you know, we can't kick off the show without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on.
I'm back.
Oh, man. How you feeling?
Happy Monday. Oh. I feel like I ain't been here in a while, Jonathan.
Yeah. I feel the same.
I miss Thursday. Mm-hmm. I went to a comedy show, y'all. I went to go see Nate Johnson with my cousin at the Plano mic drop.
Oh, you did say that. You did. How was that?
It was good. His brother is a comedian as well. And okay. He opened the show, but kind of like, yeah, he was a host. He was the opener and he was a host. And then there was another guy from Dallas, I think. If he wasn't from Dallas, okay. He was just part of the crew. And yeah, he was funny too. So it was a good show. Doors opened at 6 and show started at 7.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I had a good time.
That's great, because I was just checking, because you know, it's one thing to go to a good show. Uh-huh. It's another thing to go to like one of them free ones where they be bad and
yeah.
It's just like, you're like, dang, I wasted my time. I wasted my money.
Be better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, I could have been doing anything else but being here with y'all tonight. So I'm glad you, because you know, I went to a comedy show,
earlier. Who you going
to
see?
I went to it. So I went to see Kev on stage, Back of the Pew Tour. Back of Pew Tour, and really good. Really good. Kev curated a great show. Really enjoyed it. So yeah. But what I'm most excited about tonight is getting into this show. I'm ready to get into the show tonight.
I'm ready.
Let's talk about it.
All right. So y'all, so this is about to get into what I saw scrolling. I got a couple of things for you tonight, okay? So first things first, Jonathan, this is also my women's history. It's still Women's History Month. It's still Nutritional Month. It's so many months in one month. We only got 31 days, y'all. But this is former U.S. Representative Maya Love. Okay, she passed away after a fight with brain cancer. Her family announced earlier yesterday or today, I think. But she was 49 years old. She was the first Black woman elected to Congress as a Republican, and Love served the Utah's 4th congressional district from 2015 from 2019. So, you know, bless her family, be with them right now. But yeah, Women's History fact: first Black woman elected Congress as a Republican. So
I like it. I like it. We like to see that.
Miss Maya Love. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. RIP. Dang.
So next, what I got here. Oh, that's your stuff. So for all my business people out there, Jonathan, including yourself, this headline can be a little misleading. Okay. Like, yes, that is true. Student loans are going to be turned over to the Small Business Administration. But the Department of Government Efficiency, which is DOGE, which is what Elon Musk run, have changed the Small Business Administration loan application requirements. Okay, so they are now requiring the applicant's date of birth, pausing direct loans for those under 18. And you're going to think this is crazy, but over the age of 120. So they're stopping under 18 and they're stopping over the age of 120. So this comes after fraud has been up in the air with the Small Business Administration. So this is to eliminate fraud and student loans are being turned over to the Small Business Association, and that was signed in, I believe, a couple of days ago. So,
you're right. That's so, like, that's not clear at all. And I feel like this this administration has been doing a great job of putting out stuff to where it's like clickbait type legislation, to where it's like, oh, and then you read and you're like, wait, this isn't good for me, or this doesn't benefit me. So
totally different.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Sorry. Y'all know I got two iPads. I had to switch my iPad. One second.
That girl got two iPads.
Hey. So right here, California. Okay, do you know 23andMe, Jonathan?
I talk about it. I'm not talking about it. I'm not familiar.
Okay, so 23andMe, you know, they take your DNA and they say, you know, you're from here and you're from there, and then you meet all these people that you never knew. 23andMe.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, okay. It's ringing a bell now.
23andMe, a genetic information company, has filed bankruptcy and is selling its assets. California Attorney General Governor Rob Bottner issued a consumer alert. Jonathan.
Oh, God.
The assets are DNA.
Oh, what? This is getting out of control, man.
I know. So the assets are DNA. So he's giving consumers the chance to delete everything that you have when it has to be with 23andMe. Also, with that being said, so the California Consumer Privacy Act of 2018 and the Generic Information Privacy Act gives consumers the right to delete their data and biological samples. So if you know anyone that did 23andMe, make sure they delete that stuff. They're selling assets.
When you said assets, my thought was they're selling like information, like data. But this is out of control. That's out of control.
Yes. Okay, so just to keep it moving. So Hyundai says that it is going to build a 5.8 billion steel mill in Louisiana, okay? It's going to bring 1,300 jobs. It's going to bring 1,300 jobs, and this move is aimed to strengthen the U.S. automobile supply chain because they want to avoid tariffs. So
We like jobs.
So if you know someone in Louisiana and if they need a job, we got 1,300 coming for you. There you go.
Hey, I got family down there. I might need to put in a call. Yeah. Okay. Just let them know. Hey. Get it going. Okay, yeah. They got the bread coming down there. They got the meal coming.
So, speaking of Louisiana, we got Boosie here. The Baton Rouge rapper has partnered with Southern University's legendary Human Jukebox Band to create a Wilson's Honor. So, Wilson is Caleb Wilson, who was the teen that died. Not the teen, but the college student that died from hazing. He was hit in his chest repeatedly during his hazing initiation, and he fell to death at the hospital. So from there, he partnered with the university, and the scholarship will go to the incoming freshman who is a Louisiana resident and a future Human Jukebox Band member. So a band scholarship.
I like that because Southern shows Lil Boosie Crazy Love, and you know, he's come out and performed for many of their events, but I can appreciate it because he's not somebody from like outside the state or anything like that. He's in his home state where they love him, they play his music all the time, and he's doing right by them. So I really like this, especially with the scholarship. This is good.
And so a portion of the Boosie Bash Festival will go towards the scholarship fund. And, you know, they're going to have a good time out there. They're going to have performers. They're going to have Glorilla. They're going to have She's Hot Right Now. They're going to have DaBaby. I don't even know.
Dang. They bringing the whole city. Producer Britt, I went down there to speak. And when I tell you Southern knows how to give you Southern hospitality, they gave me a meal card. I'm in the calf. They got fried catfish. They got red beans and rice. But even outside of that, they like they, you know, they teach them well, and they hold them to a high level of excellence. But they also know how to get down.
I love that.
They know how to get down. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this next story right here, I believe it's sickle cell awareness month too.
Is March Sickle Cell Awareness Month? I used to be on the board.
Anybody know that? Anyway, so this next story is about a 21-year-old Long Island man. And let's just hear his story about how he overcame sickle cell. I'll tell you a little more.
Sickle cell was like a blockade for me, but it now is just like a wall that I just jumped over.
For 21 years, Sebastian Bozile suffered chronic pain from debilitating sickle cell anemia. He's now making medical history in New York State.
The cliche, the future is here, is actually true in this case.
We feel blessed to be able to offer, be the first ones to be able to offer this.
Groundbreaking Lyfgenia treatment used Sebastian's own bone marrow in IV transfusions to create normal red blood cells.
When we could use Sebastian's own stem cells to do this therapy, we were delighted.
Sickle cell disease was described in modern medicine in 1910, and here we are over 100 years later, and this is the first cure you're seeing.
Yeah, so isn't that awesome? That's amazing.
That is awesome. That's all. And here's another reason why, Producer Britt. Here's the reason why. Yeah, so I was a board member of Camp Jubilee, which is a camp for children with sickle cell anemia out here in Texas. Yeah. And if you saw the pain that some of those kids go through, because they call it a pain crisis, and they say it's more painful than giving birth. Ooh. And they have kids going through this, like babies going through this. So, you know, for them to find a cure, at least for him, which I think is awesome. And now I hope they'll continue to, you know, replicate that process and be able to help more people. So that's dope. I love to hear.
Yeah, so that's what I want to talk about right there. So replicating the process. So yes, this is groundbreaking. Yes, this is great. This will, you know, this is going to cure the sickle cell. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that's going to be the downside of this is that this one procedure, Jonathan, is $3.1 million.
Ooh.
I know. Man. So it's like, you know, you can only go so far, you know.
Yeah.
$3.1 million for the procedure. So, but we are happy for Sebastian. So that's great.
For sure. Yeah, we're definitely happy for Sebastian. Yeah. And praying for other funders. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The
newest inductee.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. Number 12. Dwight Howard.
Yeah, so Dwight Howard drafted in the Orlando Orlando Magic in 2004. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame this past weekend, or a couple days ago. He's a three-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. He led the Magic to an NBA Finals in 2009, and he remains one of the most accomplished players in team history. He gave a really good speech. If you guys go check it out, just talk about his parents. It was so emotional. I didn't want to show it. He was just crying and boohooing. But it was one of the real MVP awards. So yeah, shout out to Dwight Howard. Glad he has good news circling around him. So good for him. Good for him.
Good for him to finally get the appreciation he deserves. One of the most dominant big men to play the game. So,
and if you're watching the game right now, the Mavs are playing the Nets, and you know who's back, okay? Anthony Davis is back, and he missed 17 games with the inductor strain, and he is on a 28-minute limit against who they're playing right now. So,
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, happy to have him back before playoffs. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, glad he's here, you know?
We'll see. We'll see. Because I was listening to an interview with Shaq. Shaq was like, if I was playing, I would never say this. But he said the Mavs need to focus on next year. Yes, Shaq said that. I was like, oh, no, Shaq. Oh, man. But, hey, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is. Okay. All right. So did you watch any March Madness?
Yes, I did. I saw the Texas Longhorns take an L.
Oh.
And then after they took an L, they fired the head coach.
They did?
He gone. I think this was fourth season. Uh-huh. Gone. I'm like, dang. Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with the girls. I'm going to start with the ladies, Women's History Month. Nice. And, you know, ladies first.
Of course.
So this is the bracket. This is what's going on now. We got South Dakota and UConn. Did you see that UConn score the other game? It was like 100.
What, they beat them by like, I know they beat them.
60-something points.
Yeah, I thought it was 60. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's very
crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm excited. They're on their way, you know? The bracket is slowly going, but right here, this is what I really wanted to show you. There's 40 perfect brackets remaining for the Women's March Madness. So I'm just excited to keep looking at this countdown because I want to see how many people get it right. I think it's gonna be interesting.
It's only gonna end up being one. It's only gonna end up being one perfect bracket. It's only gonna end up at one. It's only gonna be one person to win. Period.
I mean, sometimes nobody wins. So
Right? Okay. Because that's a lot of guessing, and that's a lot of guessing.
Because you got the South, this is the men's, and you got the West, and you got the Midwest, and then you got the East. So this is what you saw down here. You saw the Longhorns right here take a L to Xavier.
Yeah, sad day, man.
They just said that, or the game was just.
So I was watching the game a little bit, and you know, one of the guys on the team, he's supposed to be going straight to the league. And as I watched him, like, I wasn't impressed. I was like, he's just taking real bad shots. Cause you know, after you play college basketball, you become an expert. But I was like, man, he is taking some really bad shots. Like, why are you taking a shot 3 feet behind the three? Mm-hmm. And they just weren't getting it done. Xavier was just hungrier, and they, you know, they made it happen. So. Mm.
Well, I did get a chance to see this. I saw the UConn game over here.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the UConn and Florida game. And then I also watched the Duke and Arizona game just a little bit. And then I saw the – oh, that was it. That was all I saw. But I enjoyed that UConn and Florida game. I enjoyed that. That was really good.
If you had to make a magical guess, producer Britt, just give me one team you see in the Final Four.
Yeah,
just give me one from the men's side.
I don't even know, John.
Just a magical guess. Just my man.
A guess? I don't know. Okay, so I'm a.
Because they Sweet 16 now, I think. Yeah, they Sweet 16 now.
Yeah, so they start Sweet 16 on Thursday. So
they're
about to get into that. I don't know, Jonathan. I really can't say anything. I don't know. I don't follow this. This is way too much basketball. I love basketball.
It's a lot of basketball. I see Duke. I see Duke. I see Arkansas.
Purdue.
And Duke, Arkansas.
Purdue be good sometimes. Oh, Coach. What's his name? Coach. He was.
Cal.
His first win. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations to him. But yeah, I'll just stop there. Duke for sure. You can't bet against Duke.
Yeah.
Duke gonna be in there. So I'll stop there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Two more. I think you'll enjoy for sure. Okay. So I know I reported that Dairy Queen, they're closing 24 stores in Texas. But before they close, it's their birthday, and they want y'all $1.85. Okay, so you have to spend you get a Blizzard for 85 cents when you spend $1 in the app. Okay, everything's in the app.
Goodness! Wow.
I think I'm gonna do it because I want that Oreo Blizzard.
Man, I'm not mad at them. I mean, that's what you call throwing the Hail Mary. Okay, they said, hey, we got to get something going out. We got to get something. So hey.
Okay. I agree. Yeah. So this is starting today. Okay, it's starting today. So get your Dairy Queens after the show, okay? And then it ends Sunday, April 6th. Yeah, Sunday, April 6th.
So you get your Blizzard and watch a little basketball.
Exactly. So my last one here. Let's see. Oh, it's cherry. That's why I got my pink on, because it's cherry blossom season. So have you ever seen the cherry blossoms?
Yeah, I've seen cherry blossoms. I'm part Japanese.
Oh, okay. Well, let the people know. I mean,
okay. Yeah, you got to know about the little cherry blossom.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So, I've seen cherry blossoms too. But in DC, this weekend, actually through the 28th through the 31st, the cherry blossoms are going to hit their peak bloom, and that's when they'll, you know, be at their peak. They'll be their prettiest full bloom. The festival and the cherry blossom itself bring in $1.5 million in Washington, D.C. For this festival. So, hey, shout out to anybody that's going to the Cherry Blossom Festival. I mean, it's a whole situation.
Yeah. Dang, so I didn't even know about that, though.
But Japanese. They have a Cherry Blossom game. The jerseys are going to be different.
Yeah. Talk about going all out.
I mean,
okay, going all out.
That's an old picture because he definitely don't play for that no more. But
Cut it straight, Bradley Beal. Cut it straight.
And then just, you know, this is Washington, D.C. with the cherry blossoms. So yeah, you can, if you're in Dallas or if you go have a botanical garden in your state, most likely the botanical garden will have some cherry blossoms and you can see them. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah, those are pretty. Those are real pretty.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I saw scrolling. I hope you guys, consume that information. Don't forget your small business loan information. Don't forget your 23andMe information. Delete. And if you know someone in Louisiana, tell them 1,300 jobs are coming. So if you see anything that you saw scrolling, if you want it on the show, send me a DM at Producer Britt. I'll review it and put it on the show. Jonathan, what we got coming up next?
Man, we got a great show coming up today, Producer Britt. I went to a phenomenal event, and I'm just going to share what my biggest takeaway was from the event. Shout out to Pastor B. Shout out to Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell. So y'all are in for a great rest of the show tonight. If you have not hit that subscribe button, go ahead, hit it. It's right over here. Hit that, bing, and we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
All right. Feeling energized. Shout out to Treece, you know, doing her thing, welcoming everybody to getting their fitness on. So look, y'all, I had the opportunity this past weekend to attend an event. It was called The Summit, right? Less is more. It was called The Summit. And shout out to Pastor Brandon Freeman, because he created an opportunity for pastors and leaders to come together and people all across the city to really get an opportunity to worship together and just have an opportunity just to fellowship. And if you're a believer, great. If you're not a believer, you'll still be able to take something away from tonight's message. But the biggest focus that they began to share was the power of prayer and the importance of prayer. So tonight, I have a few points for you, but what I want you just to know that you might be a leader who is in a space and in a place to where you might be feeling a little burnt out, right? You might be somebody who needs to be refilled or replenished. And that's why I wanted to share this today for Monday Momentum. So you can get a quick word to kick off your week strong and then have something to just keep you going. Producer Britt, can I get that first slide? So I want to read just a little bit of the text tonight to make sure that we can build upon the word of God. Okay. So this is Jesus's word. Can you go to 6:6? Can you go to the other one? There we go. All right. So here's the verse. So it says, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll pause here for a second. And just so we know, this is Jesus talking to his disciples and letting them know how to pray. Y'all, you might not be in the faith, or you might be somebody who has been in the faith for a while, but one of those things that we might struggle with is trying to figure out, like, but how do I pray? Like, where do I get started? What do I do? What do I say? Producer Britt, can we get this the next slide? And I'm gonna give you some tangible application tonight, just so that we have exactly what it is that we need, and we'll know, like, before tonight is over, how we can pray. And then, so the next verse says, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words." And that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. And y'all, the first thing I want to talk about tonight, when it comes to prayer, some people might feel that, man, John, I want to pray to God, but do I have to be on my knees? Can I stand up? What if I'm moving? What if I'm busy? Y'all, the first P I want you to focus on is just your position. Don't get caught up in your position, right? Because that's one of the things that can distract us and deter us ultimately just from getting to what we need to get to. And that's being able to communicate with God. And then the second point that I want to share with you tonight is after we're not worried about the position, it's more so about the heart posture, right? Where is your heart in this? Like, knowing that I don't know what to say, but God, just hear me. Hear my request. Hear what I'm trying to share with you. Right? I'm just trying to connect. So we just want to focus on making sure that our heart is in the place to where we can really connect with God. And then the last point I want to share with you is just pray. Just pray. It can be so easy to try to say the right words and try to do the right things. But the biggest thing I want us to know and take away tonight is just pray. Because at the end of the day, just like it said in the scripture, we don't want to just say words, right? We don't want to just say words, just babbling. But ultimately, we want to be able to talk with God, talk with our spiritual father. And the reason why this is so essential is because even in the Bible, it talks about how if we moan or if we groan, the Holy Spirit can ultimately interpret those prayers. So even if you don't have the right words to say, even if you don't know where to begin, maybe you can just play a little bit of quiet music in the background. Maybe if you're like, I don't want to talk out loud because my prayers might sound silly, what if we began to just write out our prayers in the journal? So family, today, just remember, position, right? Don't get lost on the position. But make sure that your posture for your heart, make sure your posture for your heart is open, it's willing, it's ready. And then lastly, just pray. Just pray. Take the time to prioritize prayer in your life so that you can have relationship with God. Because this was something that I felt convicted about, because as I was at this summit and I was listening, I was like, man, if I can scroll on social media, if I can read this book or that book, then I should have time to pray no matter what I'm doing. Even if it's just, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. I opened a car door. God, thank you for giving me a car. So we just want to remember those P's, position, posture, and prayer, because that's where true relationship is with the Father. So I want to share that with y'all on this Motivational Monday, and I hope it encourages you. But even more than that, I hope that you're able to take this and then apply it to your life so that you can see growth with your relationship with God. So Producer Britt. Come on out, Producer Britt. I'm just curious to hear from you on this. Like, based on what I shared, and you know, like maybe, you know, let's say that I just want to hear your honest thoughts, Producer Britt. I just want to hear your honest thoughts. I don't know. I'm tongue tied right now. I just want to hear your honest thoughts, though.
I always say, yes, I pray every morning, but I pray throughout the day, but I don't like praying out loud.
Okay.
And I told you that before. I don't like praying out loud. So I'm a person, I'll write it down. Okay. I'll just have to like be by myself. But I mean, those are my thoughts. I pray, you know, my posture, my position, everything like that is something that's comfortable for me.
For sure.
And I think that's the most important thing, is to make sure wherever you're praying, you know, just bring yourself into a comfortable state, so you can have that one-on-one. So yeah,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And for me, I used to not feel comfortable praying out loud either, because I got a stutter. So I wouldn't want to pray, because I'd be like, oh, what if I stutter? And then the stutters happen. And I'd be like, oh, man. So
I think with mine, I don't know. I think I'm saying the wrong thing. I don't know. And it, like, when I've talked about it off camera with you, you're like, you know, it's just how, you know, you and your relationship. And so, yeah.
For sure. For sure. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, I definitely just want to take time to share that, because it was the first time in a while that I felt filled after going to this event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after going to this event. And I even told my wife last night, I was like, I felt filled because I felt like I've been walking around the past couple of days like functionally depressed. Mm. And I'm like,
that's real.
Like,
you just don't know.
I'm going through the motions. I'm going to work. I'm doing what I got to do, but like, I'm still feeling down emotionally. And then I'm looking at people at work and I'm getting frustrated at people. And I'm like, you should shut up. And these people have done nothing to me. They've done nothing to me, but I'm still like, man, I didn't know what it was. But after leaving this event, getting the opportunity, they had a phenomenal praise and worship. And also let me just shout out. So it's Immersion Church. Right. Immersion okay. Church. And they are, you know, they're really opening. Right. They're really opening and starting this ministry. They're out in Fort Worth. But just the praise and worship, it hit different. It hit different. Producer
Bree.
It hit real different. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with the people, man.
Yeah.
The people need to know that. Yeah. But other than that, y'all, we about to take a quick commercial break, and then don't go nowhere, because we got a big announcement that's coming up, all right? So don't go nowhere. Hit subscribe, stay tuned, and we'll be back with more Speak Your Success.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
All right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Glad to have you all with us tonight for Monday Momentum. One of my favorite days of the week, just because, man, you know, you get to start the week off. You get the opportunity to start the week off good. Get the opportunity to make a decision. Mm-hmm. To really come into the week smooth. So, yeah, y'all.
You got to tackle every Monday. Like, you got to treat every month. You got to own the Monday. Don't let the Monday own you, okay? Because that's how you start your week off.
Speak on it. Hold on. Speak on. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sometimes, you start off Monday. You know, you might... Monday, everything's on a high. Everything's on a high right now. Tuesday, I'm still up there. Wednesday, you know, start to get a little lazy. Things start to go down.
But you start high
on that Monday. Start high. Keep going, Jonathan. You know.
Yeah.
Because you got. Depending on how your Monday is.
Mm-hmm.
It's your whole week, man. And then you know everybody use that Wednesday to lift themselves back up for Thursday and Friday.
That's true. Yeah. So you got to start off Monday with the momentum. Exactly. and then your momentum going to carry you throughout the week.
Right. You know why? It's better to start your momentum in the morning.
Oh, okay. Talk about it.
It's better when you start it in the morning.
Okay.
Then it's throughout the day. It's throughout the day.
Wow.
You see where I'm going with that?
That's a that is producer Britt. You know what we probably should do?
What should we do?
We should probably start the show early Monday morning.
Okay.
And then we just take them throughout the week. So we just in the morning throughout the week,
uh-huh.
We giving them that energy. We giving them that news. We giving them that information.
Yes.
So they even end Friday.
But we start high on Monday.
And start
we go
high.
On Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
We go on Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday.
Huh? 5 days strong. Just rolling. Just rolling straight.
All right, guys. So if you ain't picking up what we dropping off right now, go ahead, Jonathan.
So y'all, we are transitioning from your favorite late night talk show to your favorite morning talk show, okay? Because we want to start y'all off the right way, okay? And we're going to start ourselves off the right way.
Right.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And don't say, Brittany and Jonathan already got a morning show. No, you don't, okay? It's just news and sports in the morning. I did my surveys out there, okay? I know there's some radio shows out there, but they ain't no shows out there early in the morning, okay? So y'all make sure y'all tune in every day from 6 to 7. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be right in that pocket. Man, Big Al in chat. Big Al said, good idea. Hey. Good idea. Okay, we see you, Big Al. So yeah, y'all wanted to give y'all that update, wanted to give y'all that bigger news announcement live and in person tonight. But this has been a great show. Producer Britt, you got anything else you want to share with the people tonight?
Go spend your $1.85 at Dairy Queen and go get that Blizzard.
That's good information right there. That's good information. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and transition to this final thought, y'all, and we're gonna slide up out of here on this Monday momentum. But y'all, just like what we were talking about before in our conversation, and just talking about with prayer, right? With prayer. Don't get so legalistic and like, how do I do it? Don't worry about the position. Focus on the posture and just pray. Posture and pray. All right, because God wants to hear from you. God wants a relationship with you. So posture and pray. Family, until next time, I'm Jonathan Jones. That's producer Britt. Be sure to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Speak Your Success Media. And family, remember, okay? Oh, we got a guest tomorrow. It's going down. You're not going to want to miss that, right? We're going to give you some insight on starting a vending machine company. So don't miss that. But remember, family, speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?